We launched the United States of Anxiety to try to understand American politics by connecting our past to our present lives. It was the summer of 2016, right as Donald Trump claimed the Republican nomination. And we followed some of his most ardent supporters.
And it wasn't until I went to his rally, and it totally blew me away. I left there crying, you know, choking up. I'm like, oh my God.
Trump's election forced questions we have avoided answering for far too long. Who is this country for? Who gets access to its rights and its privileges and its wealth? This season, we are once again going to spend time with voters all over the country looking for answers in their lives. But this time, we're going to connect those stories to what I believe to be the true start of the American Project. The years right after the Civil War, as formerly enslaved people walked into their future.
They thought that this kind of prejudice and hatred was something of the past, that this was old now, that they're moving forward.
Well, we know that's not quite how it worked out. So more than 150 years later, we are still trying to pull off living together. All of us, together. And in this election, we may have to finally decide whether we really want to.
I can order an individual removed who can never come back to the United States. And I know that if I make an error, perhaps I am sending somebody back to their home country to be harmed.
The bad guy is the system of power and oppression that exists in our country that you can see across the land.
The fact that my great-grandparents purchased land, that's very significant.
Freedom's a fleeting thing. My idea of freedom is for me to be able to do what anybody can do.
I'm Kai Wright, and this is Season 4 of the United States of Anxiety, a show about the unfinished business of American history and its grip on our future.